Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Thank you for joining us for episode 52 of Pepperdine People. I'm Colleen Graffy, and I'm joined today by Kirsti Westfalen, the Consul General of Finland. Consul General, we're delighted that you were able to pay a visit to Pepperdine School of Public Policy and that the well-organized Women in Public Policy group were honored to have you speak. Your presentation really illustrated the importance of the role of women in public policy. Could you say a few words about your career path and how you came into government service and also the role of women in government service?
Thank you, first of all. This has been a fantastic opportunity for me to see such a dynamic group of youngsters in your class. And what a fantastic campus you have. Oh, this is just unbelievable. Well, I've been in the diplomatic service virtually all of my working life, past 30 years. And I was spurred upon to pursue this path after a year here in California as an exchange student. It opened up for me a new kind of world that I want to do. I want to improve the world. I want to do it in one way or another. And after studying at the University of Helsinki, political science, I was able to join the Finnish State Department.
And how are women received in government service in Finland and in political life in Finland?
Well, I would say women have done fantastically well in Finland. It's one of the countries in the world where women have truly made it. And I think it's to a great extent thanks to the wonderful education system which we have, which spurs on everybody, irrespective of your sex or your socioeconomic background, to succeed. Good quality education. And women have really made it in all parts of society, in politics, in public life in general, perhaps in business, not so much, but so there's still something to be done. In Finland, women work full-time, have a fantastic maternity leave arrangements.
How long is that?
Nearly a year. Not full pay, but adequate pay shared by mother and father. Therefore, we actually have higher birth rates in Northern Europe than we have in Catholic Southern Europe, because you have to facilitate to create the sort of working environment where both fathers and mothers be the person they are professionally.
And what about representation in politics?
Well, Finnish women have had the right to vote, first country in the world, ever since 1907. And women have really made it. Now, these days, we're a little over 40% of members of the Finnish Congress are women. Half of the cabinet positions are held by women. The prime minister was Finnish, was woman.
Was Finnish, that's good.
Finnish
and a woman.
Woman, yes. And the president of the republic, who is now stepping down, is a lady who has held that office for the past 12 years.
Finland's own Iron Lady.
Very much so, very much so, and very much focused on international politics and the role that women can play in international politics. Because whatever you do in life, when you have diversity in life, where you have people with different backgrounds, different sexes, different age groups, it usually brings about more dynamics into the process and more perspectives. And you can make decisions which really cater to a larger group. There you need both men and women.
And we wish that was true in the Middle East, but sadly it is not. And we're fascinated to learn that you were assigned to Damascus in Syria. Can you tell us about that assignment?
I think it is one of the most challenging diplomatic posts where I've been. I learned a completely new kind of culture and learned the political system, which is now in so much of a turmoil. But it opened up a new culture for me, not only of how to act in a sort of official political sphere, which was and perhaps still is very much of a man's world, but also the private side of life. Very often, as we look at images of the Middle East, women are somewhere in the background. Well, that is true in public life, but one should not translate that into the fact that women do not have any influence in life. That is quite the contrary.
So a behind-the-scenes influence.
Yes, yes.
And you speak English, French, Swedish, German, some Arabic, some Italian. You've been posted to Beijing, chargé d'affaires in Damascus, in Rabat, Morocco. What is your experience in international travel, and what's your recommendation for students?
Well, this is a fantastic career. I have truly enjoyed, if not every minute of it, but the best choice I ever made. And I would really encourage your own students to become internationally involved, have interest with countries abroad, different cultures abroad. The world is so interconnected these days. If you want to do a real business, it's going to be international in one way or another. The rising Asian powers will be great consumers of American goods, of all goods, in the years to come. It really improves your chances of getting your message forward if you understand the culture.
Now, my students are learning about public diplomacy. So for Finland, what is the message that you want people from other countries to know about Finland?
Well, we want everybody to know that we are a country, small country, with about 5.3 million inhabitants, but the size of California, way up in northern Europe. We are a member of the European Union, member of the Eurozone, which is now going through such turmoils, which I'm sure we will come out through. Actually, European Union has often evolved through tremendous crises, and it's only at the times of crisis when you really push it hard, that is when these countries, all 27 of them, can come together. So European Union is important for us. We're a country that we pride in our good educational system, and we pride that in many aspects of life, we favor sort of egalitarian solutions, that all people would have the possibility to show their human potential, whether it is in education or any other field of life, including women's participation.
Now, many will know Finland through Angry Birds.
That's true.
And to what extent is Angry Birds an opening door for people to know about Finland?
It's a high-tech product, which it seems to attract, you know, millions and millions of people. Gaming industry is big business all around the world. And one of the epitaph for Finland is that we do everything that is high-tech. This Angry Birds and Nokia and so forth included.
It's a very positive image about Finland to be so cutting-edge and technology, also green environment issues. Is that also an area for Finland?
It is. And that is one of the areas where I've been trying to focus our activities here in our consulate in Los Angeles. For the humankind, it is important that we try and do things in a sustainable manner. It's not only environmental protection, but it is all solutions in life. They have to be sustainable in a long run. And you have to find those ways how to utilize our resources and manage them in such a way that there's something that is going to be left for the future generations. And besides, green technology, it is great business as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And your embassies are green, I understand.
Yeah, in Washington, and we just installed solar panels at our residence here in Los Angeles as well. So
for those students who are focusing on their career, do you recommend government service?
Yes, government service is wonderful. Public service in general. I mean, you have to give back also. And for your students, I understand that you have these fantastic campuses around the world. Use that opportunity, because if you want to be good in business or whatever you do in the world later on in your life, you have to expand your horizons in understanding different kind of cultures. If you understand what the Chinese or Indians are like human beings, persons, the great culture that all these people come from, you have much better chances of in making it in whatever high-tech business you're in.
Well, as a graduate of Pepperdine who attended Pepperdine's Heidelberg program and is now the academic director of Pepperdine's London Law program, I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
So thank you to Consul General Kirsti Westfalen for joining us today for Pepperdine People.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure. Thanks.